from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Russia says it will temporarily cease military operations in the battered Syrian city of Aleppo for 3 hours starting Thursday to allow humanitarian aid to be brought in, but media reports say the fighting continues. Attacks this week have severely damaged Aleppo's electric and water infrastructure, while the main supply routes to both the eastern and western parts of the city have been cut in recent weeks, making an already severe humanitarian situation much worse. The UN Syrian envoy wants to restart the third round of intra-Syria talks as soon as possible, but says the right environment must exist. Voters in Zambia are choosing a new president and lawmakers on Thursday. The frontrunners are incumbent Edgar Lungu of the ruling Patriotic Front and his main rival, Hakainde Hichilema of the United Party for National Development. Political analyst Lee Habasanda of Zambia University says the economy is among the concerns of voters.
So the issues are around the economy, the question of the economic turndown, the depreciation of the local currency, the kwacha, the job losses on the mines, as well, I think, as issues of the energy crisis in this country.
If neither candidate wins a simple majority, there will be a second round of voting. At least 3 people have been killed in pre-election violence. Campaigning had to be halted for 10 days last month to reduce clashes. And Turkey has carried out deadly airstrikes against Kurdish rebel targets in northern Iraq and raided pro-Kurdish political offices in Istanbul after deadly bombings blamed on the rebels hit southeastern Turkey. This is VOA News.